chemicals, Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using apryl and norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back. So we have Harley Slanger here. We have lots of major stories to cover. What's going on is the impeachment run by the crazy Democrats against Trump with over 81 requests for documents. We've got lots of other stories going on, so let's get into it, Harley.
Yeah, I'd like to start with something that I'm sure very few of your listeners know about, which is a major shakeup that's occurring in Europe in the last 24 hours. The Italian government announced that they are about to sign a memo of understanding to join the Belt and Road Initiative of China. Now, this would be significant because Italy is a member of the G7, which is the seven major industrial powers in the world. Italy is one of the founding members of the European Union, and I believe it's the third largest or fourth largest economy in Europe. And Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, will be in Rome on the 21st of March. He'll be visiting a number of locations, and the Chinese are already investing in Italy. Now, this announcement led to a hysterical article in the Financial Times, the City of London paper, saying that this is unacceptable, that Italy has no right to do this to Europe. And then they ended up quoting a man named Garrett Marquis, who is an aide to John Bolton, saying that the Italians need to be straightened out on this. So what are they going to do, a regime change in Italy? Now, the importance of this is that at the same time, the Treasury Ministry in Italy announced that they're going to begin planning for introducing Glass-Steagall banking separation in Italy, which would be a violation of the current European Union banking laws.
Right.
So you put these two things together with the meeting last week in the Oval Office of Sebastian Kurz, the Austrian chancellor, who thought he was going to get 10 minutes with Trump and ended up speaking for almost 40 minutes, a very cordial discussion. And what they talked about is breaking up the EU, basically. Why Austria is unhappy with the European Union, Austria's collaboration with Italy. And they also talked about getting rid of sanctions on Russia and cooperation with China. So these two events, or two points, make clear that Trump is still committed to breaking with the old paradigm that's run by the City of London. And secondly, that the rebellion that brought in a new government in Austria, a new government in Italy, the yellow vests in France, the Brexit, which is causing all kinds of problems still in both Britain and in the European Union, that this insurgency is not played out. It's still going. And then you add to that the idiocy and the hysteria of the Democrats in Washington, who now realize that Mueller is not going to come up with the golden bullet to finish off Trump. So now they're planning 2 years of tying the country up in useless reinvestigation of the same ground that's already proved that there's no collusion and no meddling. So I think what's interesting is that Trump made the point on March 5th when he said, after the November elections, I told the Democrats they have a choice. They can either investigate me and tie the country up, or they can cooperate with me on matters of bipartisan commitment, such as infrastructure, prescription drug prices, border security, and so on. And he said, after I heard them speak on the Sunday talk shows, this was on March 5th, he said, it's clear they made their choice, so let the campaign begin. And obviously his campaign strategy is going to be the Democrats showing no concern at all for the issues that confront most Americans, that their leading issue is getting rid of Trump. And I think if the Democrats don't get off that track, that unless there's a massive financial crash, which is not totally out of the question, but unless that happens, Trump will win again in 2020.
Yeah. What I see going on is pure insanity. But by the way, I don't think Trump is up to being his peak. For example, who's going to replace Trump in 2024 if he does get reelected? So what I see happening, Trump, and of course the Belt and Road is a good example. We need to have it internationalized. We need to have something like a Bretton Woods to stabilize world currencies, because the debt of the world is actually teetering toward collapse. We need a trade deal with Russia and China to prevent war. We now are in a stance where first strike weapon systems are being advanced by Russia and by China in the South China Sea. And we know that America's putting possibly trillions of dollars in, and they're trying to kind of cover up that it's a new procedure. I had security clearance at U.S. Missile Defense Command for 25 years ago, and the THAAD system was deployed to Israel. I think just deploying a defense system, even with Lyndon LaRouche, said it should be shared, that all nations should never be fearful about an EMP attack, the weapon of indignation, or a missile attack with a chemical, biological, or nuclear weapon. So, to me, you know, LaRouche is always decades ahead of the crowd, and the whole approach is, let's have trade and have an internationalized trade system that stabilizes. Then we have to have a defensive Earth policy against coronal mass ejections, against power grid, you know, being knocked out by cyber attacks or EMP weapon from the sun or coronal mass ejection. Our civilization is very fragile, and we're not working toward making it less fragile.
I would say it's even worse than that, because if you look at what happened just over the weekend of March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, you see that the Democrats don't care that the system is fragile. They don't care that millions of Americans are living lives of desperation. You know what? Just two examples. Nadler, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who's the one who issued the subpoenas to 81 individuals and entities for documents, he said that they're going to investigate alleged obstruction of justice, public corruption, and other abuses of power. He said that, then he went on to say, before you impeach somebody, you have to persuade the American people that it ought to happen. And then he said, it's very clear that the president obstructed justice. And he mentioned Comey's firing, which, of course, the president is perfectly entitled to do, trying to protect Michael Flynn, attacking the Mueller investigation, intimidating witnesses. So the host then said, well, why not go for impeachment now? And Nadler said, we don't have the facts yet. Now, he had just said it's clear that the president obstructed justice. So he's going into a hearing with the conclusion already there, even though there's no evidence. Now, then he said something really fascinating. He said, besides convincing the American people, we have to convince Trump voters that we're not just trying to to reverse the results of the last election. Now, his comment to steal is actually accurate for what they're doing.
Right.
And so if you look at the attempt to destabilize Trump at a point in which he's moving on a number of strategic fronts, on the North Korean front, relations with China, the Syrian-Afghan withdrawal, and so on. If you don't recognize the other point you made, which is that we may be heading into a moment where offensive weapon systems that have 2 to 5 minutes advance notice before they blow up and obliterate a city,
right,
are being moved into Western Europe and to the western borders of Russia. What Helga Zepp-LaRouche said yesterday is, once again, we're sleepwalking into a world war,
right,
and one in which we're not going to wake up. So, you know, I think it's very important that people realize this is not the usual partisan bickering, but that the Democrats are playing a role as a hit team on behalf of this British geopolitical doctrine, which essentially says if we can't control the financial world, if we can't control relations between nations, if we can't divide and conquer, then we'll launch wars that will blow the planet up.
These are demonically energized, insane people, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the other side of this, of course, is that we have the opportunity now to have these changes. You know, the fact that the Italian government was elected initially in reaction to the immigration problem, and so they were denounced as racists and anti-Africans and anti-Muslims. And then they came up with a very interesting twist. They said, look, the solution to the problem of refugees coming from Africa is not to keep them out of Europe by building a wall or shutting down the ports. It's to give them reasons to stay in Africa. So let's work with the Chinese to upgrade the countries, the economies of North Africa. Now, instead of doing that, the European Union wants to build camps, processing camps, in the deserts of North Africa to figure out which refugees should be allowed into Europe and which ones not.
That's craziness. What you want to do is make their own country habitable, the same way as a lot of people are returning to Syria as soon as the war seems to be dying down with the current policies.
Yeah, 800,000 people crossed between Jordan and Syria in the last 2 weeks. 800,000 Syrians. Now, the BBC had to comment on this in an interesting way. They said, well, the line had been that people left Syria to escape Assad. Well, then why are they going back to Syria? Apparently, and this is what the BBC said, apparently they were escaping Syria to get away from the jihadists. Now, who funded and supported and armed and trained the jihadists? It was the CIA, it was the British and the French. So it's clear that the people who, say, cry crocodile tears over 400,000 dead Syrians ought to look at themselves as the responsibility, the responsible partner for the killing. It was the Western anti-Assad policy that led to the civil war and the emergence of the barbaric caliphate of ISIS and al-Qaeda. So now that that's coming to an end, what do we see? We see Bolton trying to reproduce that in Venezuela.
Well, Venezuela, to me, is a very dangerous situation, much more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis or even Grenada. And the way we handle it, it could be very, very, it needs to be done very delicately. We need to be working with Russia and China because they're both deeply embedded there in Venezuela. And they have weapon systems there, but they're also very nervous. I mean, to be honest with you, the Russian economy is about the size of one of our smaller states. And they have very advanced weapons now. And Putin wants to re-exert the Soviet Union, or at least its local influence. But we have NATO right up to its back doorstep. And then with China, China has had some what I call unethical patent infringement practices, but Xi is trying to fix that. At the same time, there hasn't been a public discussion with Russia and China how they're connected to Mr. Kim. Kim can't really make a deal unless there's a deal with Russia and China. And that's one of the things that was left out of this summit they had with Kim. I'm sure Kim wants to work out a deal, but without Russia and China being on side, it's not going to happen, is it?
Well, you see, this is where you and I have a bit of a difference. The Russians and the Chinese, according to Trump himself, are working directly with Trump to solve the problem. The problem that Kim has is convincing the North Korean military that if he gives up his nuclear weapons, that the United States isn't going to treat him the way they did Saddam.
Well, I think that's a problem, and I know that Saddam Hussein and also our guy in Libya. So I agree that's a problem. But it's not the only problem. We'll give you an example. I have both intel information and security information that the guidance systems that Kim has and the rocket engines he has are from Rosatom just outside Moscow. So it's been a long-term policy for both Russia and China to be directly linked up with Kim's regime. I agree that no wonder he's nervous, because previous governments, when they give up their weapon systems, we killed them. I mean, Hillary Clinton said, we came, we saw, he died. And a steel rod was shoved up inside the leader of Libya. He died in the back of a truck viciously after he was cooperating with us, which, we have to understand. You have Stalinists in the cabinet behind Kim, and you have also his military probably very nervous that we want to do regime change, and what we want is regimes to change, not regime change. In other words, we want them to become more like South Korea, willing to accept industry to come in from other countries, and we want to denuclearize them, but also we should be providing food and training support, like with mobile training centers, to train them to do other things like plumbing and electrical and so on, rather than the second largest army in the world is North Korea. And the people are starving to death and have to forage for food. So I think Trump is missing some of the opportunities that he should be doing in order to get this moving forward. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. welcome back. We had an interesting discussion on the break. China is partnering for development of airports, railways, etc., even hospitals. Where I get concerned about is they're expanding so quickly their corporate presence in these other countries like Guyana and other ones that I pulled out in South America here, including Latin America. I'd be concerned that the Chinese want to expand just like America and have military bases like America all over the world. And there's some evidence that that's happening in southern Saudi Arabia. There's a seaport managed with military bases in southern Middle East. These other places, they're basically rebuilding the ports for, let's say, container traffic. That's fine. But I like to see it internationalized. In other words, I want to see it so that although there's maybe 150 countries, China is rolling out a tremendous amount of money into these countries, which is good because they then have advanced communication and technology and manufacturing.
The Chinese have asked the United States to join the Belt and Road Initiative.
And I agree with that. I think it's really important that they do that.
Let me finish the point. Last year in April, President Trump did send a high-level official from the National Security Agency to attend the Belt and Road Conference in Beijing. And Mrs. LaRouche, who was invited there and who gave a speech at one of the pre-meetings, had a chance to meet with the American officials. And what they said is that they want to learn from what China's doing. Now, you have two different groupings inside the Trump administration. You have a group of people who came out of the Reagan administration, like Graham Allison, is just an example. He's one.
Right.
A number of people, the person who's now handling the North Korean negotiations directly, these are people who are completely committed to work with Trump. Then you have the neocons, who are the ones putting out the story that China is militarily expansionist, China is planning to replace us, what's called the Thucydides trap. This goes back to Thucydides' report of the Athens-Sparta war, that whenever one country is rising and another is collapsing, there's going to be a war. Now, this is the policy of Bolton. This is the policy of the neocons. And what they're ignoring is that, for example, the Italians, who are relatively sophisticated when it comes to trade, going back to the end of the Middle Ages, are not going to get in a deal with China that's going to hurt them. They're
right.
getting out of the deals with the European Union. And the European Union, which represents the City of London, Wall Street, the banks centered in Brussels, and so on, is acting for the bankers' interests, not for the interests of nations. The Italians are including an undersecretary of Treasury, who I've met a couple of times,
right.
Michele Guerazzi. What he said is that, look, we know what we're doing. We're not going to let China come in and take over our ports. They're working with us to give us credit that we can't get from anywhere else in the world right now. And he said,
especially the European Commission, which is
and the German banks
take a flying leap, is what they're telling the poor European countries that want to redevelop, right?
Yeah, Italy is in a crisis now because the European Union is put into a crisis with the debt policies, and they're demanding the Italians pay the German banks every single penny, which includes massive interest payments. And the Italians are saying that doesn't give us a chance to invest in anything that will rebuild our economy. The Chinese will do that, so we'll talk to China. Now, I think if you really take a look at the agreements that are being reached in Africa and elsewhere, you'll see that these do reflect the interests of these other countries. Now, does China have an interest in it? Of course they do. That's why they call it a win-win situation, that both of them, China and whoever they're dealing with, could win. The solution to the problem you and I are discussing would be for Trump and Xi Jinping, who may be getting together at the end of this month, to get this trade agreement done and then sit down and talk about how the U.S. and China can jointly cooperate with Russia and a few other countries to set up a new financial system, a new Bretton Woods, to break the power of the neocons in the City of London.
Yeah. Well, the City of London and the reserve financial system controls over more than 90% of the world currency. The Chinese set up a separate SWIFT system, which they've shared with Russia, But to be honest with you, if they meld their economic system with the system of the West, they're going to be absorbed very quickly and taken over, which is why they're very were nervous about doing it without the Glass-Steagall.
And there'd be no benefit for them to merge with the West right now, because the Western system is killing every country that it controls.
The thing that I'm worried about is, even under Trump, I don't see the Western system going. When Trump was campaigning, he was talking about getting away from the reserve system of money, because he realized the interest on the money is a great part of our debt, is actually the interest going to the reserve system.
Yeah.
So a large part of our debt actually isn't created by economic advance like the Hamiltonian system, where you go into debt to create new economic engines. It's actually debt to the reserve system. And this bubble economy is in the range of...
private banking, Bill, it's a private banking system.
Oh, yeah, it's neither federal nor reserve. It's a private system. It's based out of the Netherlands, but the actual system is run by the Jesuits. People don't know this. You don't realize the private banking system, even though the euro money has the Rothschild stamp on it, it goes well beyond the Rothschilds. And the amount of money being managed here is in the quadrillions of dollars, which is many times the whole world economy, 300 Earths. So the system is so evil, I don't know how it's going to reform itself so that it can actually start working with Russia and China.
It's not going to. That's why, look, you know what created the Renaissance? The collapse of the House of Bardi, which was the leading banking system in the 14th century in Italy, which was at the time the center of the nexus point of the Vatican and the Holy Roman Empire. When that collapsed, the House of Bardi collapsed in, 1340. Within a decade, the Black Death started spreading throughout Europe because cities no longer had the ability to fund minimal public health. And you had the bubonic plague spread, and nearly half the population of Europe was wiped out. Who survived? The bankers.
Yeah.
So it's the same system that's been protected. And the Vatican in the past has played a role in this. You mentioned the Rothschilds. Well, there are a handful of bankers who have that kind of power. The Rockefeller family, the J.P. Morgan family. But the important thing is they've taken over nations and taken away sovereignty of nations over credit, currency, and debt. One of the most important points in our Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, gives to the Treasury and the U.S. government control over currency, credit, and debt. And in 1913, that was signed over to the private banks through the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And this has been a problem ever since.
Of course it has. That's why it resulted in actually the debt crisis in 1933, literally 20 years later, that caused us to go into state of martial law, which is renewed by every president ever since. And we actually had a lot of our gold was actually sent to Europe, to the European banks at that time, which is why they repriced gold. People don't realize what's going on here is a tremendous scam that's gone on almost 100 years, 90 years now.
Well, and that's why the fight against free trade agreements is so important, what Trump is doing on that. He's taking a number of steps in the right direction, but he's being held back dramatically by the continued effects of Russiagate and the treason in his own party. The Republican Party used to be the party of tariffs in order to have fair trade. Not for the sake of tariffs, but to force other countries to trade fairly. That's what Trump wants. That's what the Chinese want, because the Chinese talk about free trade, but when they talk about free trade, they're basically saying they want fair trade, equity and value. And that's what the discussion is going on now between American representatives and Chinese representatives on the trade agreements. In the meantime, you have efforts to criminalize relations with China, to criminalize talking to Russians. Mm. Think about it. What is Michael Flynn going to, what was he convicted of? Missing the exact date and the conversation that he had with the Russian ambassador. There's nothing illegal about an incoming director of national intelligence talking to the Russians. But under the Mueller rules and under the Russiagate story, John Brennan and others, they made it a crime to even talk to the Russians. And I'll give you one other example, Bill, that's quite important.
Isn't that obscene, though? It's so obscene, it's like it defies logic.
Of course it is. Well, here's another example. The American space scientists want to be able to work with the Chinese, but a law was passed, the Frank Wolf Law, the former congressman from Virginia, which makes it a criminal offense for an American NASA official to talk to a Chinese space scientist. So you have the FBI all over these things, trying to supposedly protect us from espionage. But at this point, we're the ones who would be the spies, because we need to find out what the Chinese are doing. They're willing to tell us, but we're not open enough to do that. So, you know, this is why I say, when I hear talk about the debt trap and things of that sort, I say you have to go back to the sources on this. And I have the advantage here in Berlin of being able to meet with ambassadors from a number of African countries, and I've had a chance to talk to some presidents of African countries who come through here who are trying to change the European Union policy. And what they all say, one after another, is that at this point they don't like the Europeans because of their arrogance, their continued colonial attitude toward Africa, and their unwillingness to loan money. They say the Chinese treat us as equals. On the U.S., they say we'd like the U.S. to be more involved. The U.S. is not really a big player in Africa, except in setting up military bases. And so, you know, I think we could learn something from the way the Chinese have approached it.
Yeah. What I see happening is the Chinese have studied a lot of things we did right over the last few hundred years, and we're not doing it anymore. We're not doing Hamiltonian economics. We're not. We allow things like Glass-Steagall to be violated. We don't have the credit and control like since 1913. So we've let corrupt political officials and bankers take over our economy, and we wonder why we're in a mess now.
And the attack on sovereignty, national sovereignty, which is a definite commitment of these bankers. Is something that undermines our national security, because we have a government that doesn't act for the interests of the country.
Well, that's obvious. And the problem is, even just building missile defense doesn't protect you from the fact that if we were doing trade, why would you attack somebody you're doing trade with, even if you're not your bosom buddy? I mean, the fact is, China is totally dependent on America as a customer, right?
Yeah, and we're dependent on China to produce the goods that we no longer produce here.
So I know it's kind of silly. It's like two people that are totally codependent and they want to go at war. It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, and this is why one of the true villains in this case, who's a minor figure, but he's actually playing a big role, is Marco Rubio, because he's taking documents from this phony group called the National Association of Scholars, which is a gang of neocons. It goes back to Irving Kristol, William Kristol, Podoretz, Donald Kagan, the people who are Project for a New American Century, PNAC, who say that the U.S. must be the unilateral power in the world. That's why I say, when they accuse China of trying to replace us as the one world power, they're actually expressing their view of what the U.S. should be. Because the Chinese, at this point at least, are not capable of governing the world and don't want to. Whereas the neocons think the United States should be determining the policy of every government. And the neoliberals. And they've made a mess of it. And countries don't want this kind of paternalistic imperial control anymore. And that's why Italy is basically saying, we're going to do what we think is right for Italy. That's what Hungary is saying. That's what's coming from the protesters in the streets of Paris. So they now 16 straight Saturdays as of tomorrow, they're going to be demonstrating against the Macron.
Yeah, no wonder they're demonstrating. It's insane what he's doing. Macron is going to be on the ash heap of political history in France soon, isn't he?
Joined by Trudeau of Canada.
Yeah, Trudeau, another nutball. These people are clinically insane, self-destructive, global control freaks. Hopefully the rational people will work and win out this day. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-mil bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and insulin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. And welcome back. What we see is behind the scenes, the masters of chaos want a conflict between either Trump and Xi or Putin. They certainly didn't want Trump to even actually accelerate a conflict between Putin and Xi. It's not going to happen. What I like to see is this tripolar world needs to expand to include India and other rising powers. And it should be one where we all are involved with international trade and improving communications, and then also start to turn out toward a defensive Earth strategy, not just a defensive Earth against incoming asteroids like the one 10 years and 2 months from now, but also coronal mass ejections and other dangers that we may have, like pole shifts that are coming.
But Bill, what you just laid out is precisely the direction we have to go around this idea of addressing the common interests of mankind. Now, this is what LaRouche laid out a number of years ago, when I think it was in the late 1990s, after Russia had been raped by the bankers, by the Wall Street London bankers, the Boston Project, the shock therapy, which reduced the population of Russia, increased the death rate and lowered the birth rate, and looted the country. This was under Yeltsin. What LaRouche proposed is that the United States instead go to a policy of working with Russia, China, and India. And this was in 1999. And shortly after that, Primakov, who was the prime minister of Russia, spoke about a four-power agreement. Now, that's, in a sense, what Trump is working on as a blueprint. And I'm not saying he took it directly from LaRouche, but he knows and other people know that this was LaRouche's proposal. Look at what we're doing to try and cool things off between India and Pakistan. It's China, Russia, and the United States who are playing a role. And the Chinese, in their major newspaper, said that Xi Jinping is very thankful that Trump is playing a very strong but quiet role in working with them. Afghanistan, it's Russia, China, and the United States who are working to get the U.S. out of there and come up with a policy to stabilize the country and go after the drugs.
Right.
You look at North Korea, it's the same grouping. Now, this is a strategic alliance that's not fully pulled together because of the attacks on Russia, the Russophobia of the political class in the United States, which is, I mean, the goal of Russiagate was to shut down any cooperation or communication between the U.S. and Russia. And it's been mostly successful, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This has to be reversed, because that is...
Even the positive comments made by Cohen over... He thought it was anomalous as to why Trump and Putin were getting along. I'm thinking, you have to form some kind of relationship, even with your potential enemies, to start working things out. I mean... And the news media want to make a big deal out of the fact, well, isn't it anomalous that he got along? He must be, that Russia must be somehow involved with the election or collusion. I'm thinking,
well, the election or also sexual blackmail. That's the other line that comes out.
But the problem is they don't care what form of chaos they create. They don't care what kind of form. As long as they can make sure that there's not a natural alliance between us and Russia or China, or things we can work on collaboratively that can actually improve the status of their people, who are, by the way, some of the poorest people on earth are Russians. This is not a good thing.
Well, we should also look at the United States, where we're creating more poor people every day. But the point I would make on that is that, in fact, if you look at these strategic thrusts that Trump had outlined when he first came in, all of these are aimed at breaking with the old failed policy of the post-1990, after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Our policy was the U.S. unilateral power in the world. And the idea of sharing responsibility for common interest is not a weakness. You know, the idea that we wouldn't be the ones writing all the agreements, that's not a weakness. You know, I wanted to go back to something you said, though, about Cohen, because I thought this was quite interesting. Cohen was asked by that witch, Deborah Wasserman Schultz, in the congressional hearings, if he saw any collusion. between Trump and the Trump campaign in Russia? And he said, no. And then he said, but I have my suspicions. Now, the last 2 years have been governed by suspicions. But in the American legal system, we have a unique system where suspicions don't count for anything except maybe the cause for an investigation. But conviction requires proof, evidence, which Cohen and others cannot provide because there's no evidence of these things. Now, in this sense, I just want to alert people that this Democratic assault on Trump is very serious because they're working with the Southern District of New York. They're trying to come up with arguments that the Russian organized crime figures who live in some of the Trump luxury apartments in New York City, that's really a way that Putin is laundering money to Trump. Now, the fact is Russian organized crime figures have a lot of money, and they live in a lot of places, not just Trump's towers. But to say that Trump, as the guy who lends his name to some of these buildings, he doesn't even, you know, he gets a branding fee, not necessarily a monthly fee from some of them. The idea that this is a covert way that Putin is controlling Trump is absurd. But this is what we're going to hear now. We're going to hear it day after day because Adam Schiff just hired a guy named Daniel Goldman, who was the number one expert in the Southern District of New York in organized crime and Russian organized crime and money laundering. Now, what kind of expert is he? I'd ask why he never found how Mueller covered up the BCCI, which was a leading international money laundering agency. How did Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, how did all these banks that launder billions of dollars in drug money never get caught? But Paul Manafort, who is accused of laundering $17 million out of Ukraine, is going to prison. What about Tony Podesta, the brother of John Podesta, who was doing the same thing that Manafort was doing but was never indicted, never even charged?
Right.
So we see that the justice system.
The injustice system.
Exactly. And so I would just warn your listeners that even though Trump is not guilty and should not be under this kind of surveillance and investigation, they're going to keep doing it. And we've got to have an outpouring from the American people that we're sick and tired of this, and make it clear as well to the Republicans that they ought to do everything they can to defend the president, and not just defend him, but his agenda, the policies that he's trying to bring in. And, you know, one example is the setting up of a new climate change committee, which is going to evaluate the science that so far is used to say that we have to get rid of CO2 and man-made climate change. The fact that Trump said the science is not conclusive, and if it is conclusive, why would you be fearful if we have an investigation of it? And I think this is really an important...
Well, let me summarize climate change. Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates 50,000 times more than all the coal-fired and so-called fossil fuel generators on the planet. The climate is changing because the climate goes through cycles over tens of thousands or even millions of years. We're heading toward a pole shift right now. And the idea of carbon capture is complete horse hockey. It's garbage. The idea that what we need to do is stop polluting. We need total recycling. So there should be no plastic out in the ocean. There was a deal made years ago to recycle our plastic in Asian countries. They decided it was getting too expensive, so they dumped the plastic in the North Pacific. So there's an area with plastic with more than fish, three times the size of Texas. These are simple things to do. There should be no plastic dumps. There should be no metal dumps. If you want to rebuild something, you should have little granular or cubes of whatever you order and put it in your 3D printer in the back of your garage and then send the part off to the factory to be assembled by AI and robotics. That's what the future is 5 or 10 years from now. This idea that we have garbage dumps or that we dump pollution in the ocean or we can't have scrubbers to scrub from coal-fired generators... I was in Colorado, and I took care of the coal-fired generators. The only thing coming to the top of them was water vapor. There was no pollution at all, none, zero, nada. And
well,
the idea that we can't do it, there's no excuse. I mean, we have this technology, so the idea that we can pollute, it's not necessary. And we don't need to get into a global thing where you don't have airplanes or you know, internal combustion engines, like this nitwit, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, we call her Occasional Cortex. She's a nitwit, okay? And she thinks she's the boss. She is completely, clinically insane. And the fact
Let me just interrupt you for one minute.
It's a power grab is what it is. It has nothing to do with trying to control the environment or protect the earth. These people are in a power-hungry maniac state.
She did make one very interesting point when this woman, Representative Omar, attacked the control of Israel over U.S. policy, and they tried to do an anti-Semitism resolution in the Congress. Ocasio-Cortez said, why is it that attacking Israel is equated with attacking Jews? And this is really important because this is the first time, and I salute her for this, even though she is a complete nut.
No, I'm going to add something that will completely make that go away, and I'll tell you what it is. The state of Israel and the state of Saudi Arabia are not controlled by their own local governments. They're controlled by the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA, just like the SAD, going right back to the setting up the Council on Foreign Relations and so on, set up the superstate Europe. Europe is a completely manufactured entity by our intelligence since the Second World War. They're not autonomous. And so even when Macron is acting, you're not acting in the act of Frenchmen or the Italians or Italians. This is a complete manufactured entity, and it's a globalist working through these agencies and these tax-free foundations that are manipulating these governments.
Ocasio-Cortez says that we should be able to debate these policies. She's right about that.
No, she's not. And for one really, really important reason, we have Bill Warner on the show regularly. Islam is completely satanically evil, and it's got a dark alliance with the left and globalists. And Islam is something that we need to be very, very concerned about. It does not, oil and water don't mix. It did a survey of 10.6 million American Muslims. 52% would support Sharia law over American constitutional law and state law. And 20% would even use violence against fellow Americans. So she, as a Muslim, is dangerous.
Well, and, Ocasio-Cortez is not a Muslim.
No, I know, but I'm not talking about Ocasio-Cortez is insane. She doesn't know any economics. She thinks all of a sudden the money from that was going to happen with Amazon was going to be money they could then somehow have access to. No. They lost 25,000 jobs and all the spin-offs from it.
I know.
She's a nut, and the fact that she's on these committees is an obscenity. She shouldn't have a right to speak publicly. It's ridiculous.
What you're saying about SAD, that's the problem, because they're the ones who say that governments like Israel and Saudi Arabia have a right to interfere in the United States and U.S. policy.
Well, no, they're not doing it. They're doing it as a proxy. Remember, this SAD actually controls the U.S. government with the Presidential Directive 51, which occurred in the last year of George Bush Jr. They actually handed over to the SAD a lot of the powers that would have been given to Barack Obama and to President Trump. So the SAD has actually taken a lot of the power away from the presidency. And the fact that the media can get away with this hard coup, it's not a soft coup anymore, is an obscenity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. The economy needs to change. We need to collaborate with Russia and China. But when I can't believe that there's anything rational that comes out of the mouth of AOC. We call her Occasional Cortex. She's always got an angle.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Exactly. Yeah, a broken clock is right twice a day because the hands are stuck. Amazing.